All right, let's get started. The mitzvah that we wanted to discuss is the mitzvah of Lo Sasur, and it's nogeya to this week's parsha. It's nogeya to every week's parsha, because every single parsha in the Torah has mitzvos d'oraisa associated with it, either directly or loosely, as mitzvos d'rabbanan associated with it, either directly or loosely. So this mitzvah is really shayach for all year round, but it's lucky for us, it comes up actually in this week's parsha, right? The psukim discuss what are you supposed to do if you have a situation where you don't know the answer to a particular halachic shaila. Let's see if I can find it just in the sitter. I get the actual psukim. Right, it says ki yipale b'cha davar bein dam ledam bein din ledin bein nega lenega divrei rivos b'sharecha. Right, so it says if you have a pella, something is escaping you, it's la mishpat, right? If in a matter of justice, whether it's related to dam ladam, matters of blood, matters of din ladin, of justice, nega lanega, matters of tumah blemishes, divrei rivos b'sharecha, and there are words of debate, of arguing in your gates. The kantov alisa l'makom asher yivchar Hashem lokecha bo. So you get up and you go up to the place where Hashem has selected it. So you should ask the Kohanim, the Levim, the Shoftim that have in your generation, and you should, you know, darshan it, and they'll tell you what to do, what the halacha is. They'll tell you what to do in the matter of justice. You're supposed to do what they say. No, I just skipped the line, sorry. The people from the place that Hashem selected. You should guard and keep and do whatever they paskin. Right? Whatever the Torah that they paskin for you and that they teach you and the justice that they tell you, you should do. Lo sasur min adavar sheyagidu lecha yaminu smol. You should not deviate, you should not turn away from the matter which they tell you, neither to the right nor to the left. So that is the famous mitzvah of lo sasur. You're not allowed to deviate from the psak. So you're just reading Pshuto Shel Mikra, so you understand very well what the mitzvah of lo sasur is, right? You have the Ishaila, which has to go to the Sanhedrin HaGadol. You have to go to the Shofet, Asher Yilecha Bayam Mahem, right? Famous drasha, Ein Lecha El Shofet Shebiyamecha, Yiftach Bedoro, Kishmuel Bedoro. Right, what does that mean, by the way? I remember when I was in yeshiva, everybody used to say, yeah, Yiftach Bedoro, Kishmuel Bedoro, but that didn't mean anything to me, because I never learned Sefer Shoftim, because why would I? It's only the second book of Navi. So what does it mean? What does it mean? Well, who's on the lower level? Yiftach, meaning Yiftach was the Shofet who was not such a great Talmud Chacham. It's clear from the text and certainly from Chazal that he was a very righteous individual and he was completely L'shem Shamayim, but he was not a great scholar. And it caused him great pain in his life because of his lack of scholarship. He made a certain one or two serious errors in his judgment, and it caused him possibly to lose, you know, one of his, if not his most prized possessions. So Yiftach was not a great scholar, certainly not on anywhere near the level of Shmuel HaNavi. Shmuel was a Shofet, Yiftach was a Shofet. So you say, well, I remember the good old days when we had a Shofet like Shmuel, even though ironically Yiftach came first. But it says, right, so I remember the good old days when we had Yoshua was the leader, and you could say talking about how I knew Shoftim, so now I forgot the name of the first Shofet. Who's the name of the first Shofet? Yeah. What? Osniel ben Kenaz. You say, Osniel ben Kenaz, we need a Talmud Chacham like Osniel ben Kenaz, who was able to be remechadish all the halachos of Moshe Rabbeinu after Yoshua died, and after Moshe died. So we need great Gaonim like this. Why do we have somebody like Yiftach? He's not such a great Talmud Chacham. So he said, the answer is no. You have to listen to Yiftach and his generation the same way you listen to Osniel ben Kenaz, the same way you would listen to Shmuel, right? And the same way every generation has the Shofet that Hashem sends for that particular generation. And I would argue, perhaps that every generation gets the shofet that it deserves. And if you're not so happy with your leadership, perhaps it's worthwhile to take a look in the mirror and see like what kind of, maybe if you were on the level to deserve a great Talmud Chacham of such amazing stature, you know, so maybe you would get one. But if you don't think that your leaders are of the greatest of stature, perhaps it's because you don't deserve such a leader. You didn't earn it, or you don't need it. It's another possibility. Right? If you look at the leadership that Klal Yisrael had immediately following the Holocaust on all fronts, all the different factions of religious Judaism, the level of greatness of scholarship among the Gedolei Torah of the previous generation just dwarfs the level of scholarship. And we have great Gedolei Torah today as well, but this no one in his right mind would ever make a comparison. You know, even of the leaders we've lost in the last 10, 15 years who were great Gedolim and perhaps greater than anyone is still alive, but there's no comparison between the Gedolim we had immediately after the Holocaust, you know, who helped rebuild the world of Torah in all areas of Klal Yisrael, and really in all the factions, and you know, so that could be an example of we have the leadership that we deserve and they had the leadership that they deserved, or it could be an example that was the leadership we needed if we were going to engage in this awesome rebuilding project after the horrors of the Holocaust. Maybe we needed such great scholars to help us, you know, along the way, and only due to the kolchos and the level that they were on were we able to successfully build the Olam HaTorah that we see in front of us today. It's possible. It's just conjecture on my part. But, okay, so back to the actual Torah. So the Torah says if you have a psak halacha from the Beis Din HaGadol, you're not supposed to deviate from it in any way. That is the standard pashup shot in the pasuk. It's talking about when you ask the shaila of the Beis Din HaGadol, right? The Sanhedrin, right? Why doesn't it say Sanhedrin in the Torah? What? It's not a Hebrew word. Thank you. Somebody pays attention to all my nonsensical statements, right? Sanhedrin is not a Hebrew word. Sanhedrin is, I believe, a Greek word that was adapted by Chazal, right? The same reason you won't find Nisan, Iyar, Sivan in the Torah, because those are secular names. Those are names we picked up in the Golis Bavel. So all these different names that we picked up along the way, we dunked them in the mikvah and we put a beard and payas on them, and you know we made them Jewish. But those are, Sanhedrin is not a real name. But Lamaisa, there's a Masechah Sanhedrin, you know, it's pretty good. So there's, we use the term Sanhedrin nowadays. So if you go to the Sanhedrin, go to the Beis Din HaGadol, and you get a psak, and you deviate from that psak, you're in violation of the Isser of Lo Sasser, and it could get to the point where you're actually in violation of becoming a Zaken Mamre. Right? If you're Zoche, to be a great enough Talmud Chacham, if you're Stam a Nudnik and you go against the Beis Din HaGadol, so then, okay, you're Stam a Nudnik. But if you're a big Talmud Chacham and you go against the Beis Din HaGadol, so you're a Zaken Mamre. And you could be eventually put to death based on this din. Okay, so that's the standard pshat in terms of understanding the actual words of the Torah of what Lo Sasser is all about. But if you look in the Gemara already, you're going to find that there are different applications of the term Lo Sasser. The two main sugyas, there's a couple of variations on the sugya in Gemara Shabbos, but the basic idea is the same. So the sugya in Maseches Brachos on Yetes Amid Beis is discussing a concept of Kavod Abrius, and the original sugya that they have there is, what do you do if you're in the marketplace and you realize that you're wearing shatnas? So what should you do? Right? So the Gemara says, Ein Chochma, Ein Tvuna, Ein Eitzel, and Eged Hashem. You have no right to worry about your own kavod. You have to remove your suit jacket in public, right? That would be our example. You have a shatnas in your suit jacket, right? So nebuch, you're going to have to walk around only with a shirt and tie and pants, right? But in those days, that's not what the Gemara was talking about. It's talking about what? Unless the pants also have shatnas, right? So you have to discuss your local shatnas checker if they check the pants too. Some I know do check the pants, some don't check the pants. I don't know. You have to find out. But in those days, we weren't talking about a guy wearing a jacket and tie and pants and a shirt. He was wearing a toga or whatever they wore in those days. It was an all or nothing deal. And if a guy found out that he was wearing shatnez in his toga, he was going to literally have to endure the embarrassment of running you know, through the streets, it would be Kilu. He was at like some kind of a British soccer match, you know. So you want to know everything has a source in Torah. So you want to know that. Min haTorah minayin. So the answer is in chokhmah in tvuna in etzel neged Hashem. That if a person's wearing shatnez and he has to remove his clothing in order to not violate the iser doraisa of shatnez, I'm stressing the iser doraisa of shatnez. That if it would be a doraisa, it would be a derabbanan, and that would not necessarily be the case, but you have a chiyuv to remove the clothing. So continuing on, so now the Gemara takes the flip side of that. Says, wait a second, Toshma, Gadol Kavod Abriya Shedocha Losa Se Shebetorah. Kavod Abriya is so great it could even push off a losa se. V'amai Lema In Chacham In Tumanay Neitzel Neged Hashem. Why can't you just say that? You know, Kavod Abriya is lovely, but Hashem is more lovely, and therefore you have to violate Kavod Abriya. So Tirgama Rav Bar Shava Kameh Derev Kana Bilav Lo Soser. It's talking when it says it's Docha Lo Saseh Shebet Torah. It's Docha the Lo Saseh of Lo Soser. So Achicho Alei. They laughed at him. Why did they laugh at him? Av the Lo Soser Doraisahi. What do you mean? What's the difference between Lo Soser and every other Isser Doraisa? It's a regular Isser in the Torah. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that Lo Sasur is on a lower level than every other Issa Doraisa. So why would I think that it can be Docha Lo Sasur, but it can't be Docha anything else? Same Issa Doraisa. So he said, Omer Rav Kana. Rav Kana says right back, Gavra Rava, Omer Milsa Lo Sachicho Alei. If a great man says something, you don't laugh at him. So we're not so familiar with Rav Bar Shava, right? But apparently Rav Kana was, and he didn't like people laughing at him. He says, what did he mean? You don't just laugh at a gavara, but you have to explain what he meant. Lo kol mile de rabbanon asmechinu alav de lo sasur. Umishim kvodo shoru rabbanon. All the losa say, all the mile de rabbanon in the Torah, all the mile de rabbanon are relying on lo sasur, and because of kavod abrius, the rabbanon permitted it. So it's... The way you're going to read that line in the Gemara is going to affect a great deal of understanding. So again, the words translated, as far as I can tell, is kol mile de rabbanan, all the words of the rabbanan, asmechinu alav de lo sasur, were relying on or leaning on the words on the lav of lo sasur, umishim kavodo shor rabbanan, because of his kavod, meaning kavod abrios, so the rabbanan permitted it. So let's see Rashi's interpretation of these. So he says, Achigol, why'd they laugh at him? Inu savur da'afilu amrlo dvar Torah, who omed b'fnei kavod yavur alav. Right? They thought that even if it's a din d'oraisa and it was against kavod abrius, you could violate the din d'oraisa. V'ha ha'inami d'oraisa hu. Saying, that's also an issa d'oraisa, so what's the chiddush? So the Gemara answered, Rav Kana answered, kol mile d'rabon, and v'hachi ka'amrlo. This is Rav Kana's response. Davar shumi divrei sofim nidchem ibnei kavod abrius. What Rav Bar Shava really meant was anything which is midrabbanon can be pushed aside because of kavod abrius. The kari lei losa say, why did he say it's dochel losa say shebet Torah? Mishum dechsiv losasur, because it says in the Torah losasur. Uda kakasha lechu daraisu rabbanon achlua li yikrayu lavar al divrei amecha deika. Kavod abrius. So you'll ask, that's a din d'oraisa. The answer is, the Rabbanan were mochel on their kavod to allow you to violate their words when there's kavod abrius. Kigon letaltel b'shabbos avonim shel beis hakiseh lekinuach. To use, somehow they used to wipe themselves with stones in the beis hakiseh. And those are muktza, but the chachamim were mekel. Right? Oh, mishenifsika tzitzis taliso b'karmelis. Or let's say someone, his strings of his tzitzis rip off when he's wearing and he's in a karmelis, and now he's carrying the rest of the strings. Or if you're a brisker, someone who wears tzitzis on Shabbos, right? That's, you know, the briskers have the chumrah, they don't wear tzitzis on Shabbos, kind of for this reason, because they're afraid they're not really being mekayim the mitzvah. So mamela, the tzitzis have no purpose whatsoever other than to be a chelik of the beg of the shame mitzvah, and therefore it would be like carrying in a karmelis. So lo itzrichu la niach taliso sham v'likanis leveso aram. They didn't make you take off your toga or your poncho or whatever you were wearing and to run home naked because you were carrying the tzitzis. Right? So you weren't mechuyev to... Alright, don't worry about it. The... Correct. The... What? You could ask him. He doesn't wear on Shabbos. No. Okay. His great-grandfather didn't wear either. His namesake, Rav Aaron, did not wear. As far I've heard firsthand accounts, he did not wear on Shabbos. I mean, they wore indoors. They wore talis gadol indoors, but not outside. All right. That was not the point of me. It's just, all right, let's try to... Don't let my ADD affect you. So that's Rashi explaining. So even within Rashi, it's hard to read the Gemara. Meaning with so how would you read this Gemara without Rashi? And I don't even see how Rashi is helping so much, right? The Gemara said that I lo sasers deraisa. The answer is no. The Rabbanon were masmich their words on lo sasser, and mishum kavod abrius they were mekel. So is lo sasser? What role is lo sasser playing here? It's very hard to understand. So, and Rashi doesn't really help us that much. Rashi just says the reason he said it was live shebet Torah is that he was talking about lo sasser, right? Mishum dichsiv lo sasser, because it says in the Torah lo sasser. V'dekakasha lechu deraisu, I lo sasser deraisu. The answer is Rabbanan achlu aliyikrayu lavro devrei. What do you mean the Rabbanan were makel on their cover? Meaning, it doesn't flow. You understand why the Rashi doesn't flow? It's hard for me to explain why it's not good. Because as I try to explain it, it doesn't flow itself. Right? But let me just try anyway. The Rashi starts off by saying, why did he say it was Doraisa? Because it's Somech on lo sasser. And you'll ask, right? And then you'll ask, but lo sasser is Doraisa? So the answer is the Rabbanan were Mekel. What? Where'd you get? How'd you get to that point? He said it's he really didn't. If you want to say he didn't really mean it was Doraisa, he was just like saying lo sasur, like kind of as an asmachta for dinim derabanan. So then, how does the next part of Rashi fit? Udekokasha lechu Doraisa, right? So you'll ask, it's Doraisa. We just said it's not. So even the Rashi doesn't flow very smoothly. Yeah.
But it makes sense that the first line of Rashi is towards the end.
Yes. That would be much better. Because Rashi's bedafka reversing the order of the Gemara, kind of.
Right.
Yeah. So if Rashi wouldn't reverse the order of the Gemara, it would read very easily. Meaning the answer is really, no. He meant, we're talking about dinam derabbanon, and there's an asnachta called lo sasur, which is shayach to dinam derabbanon, and the rabbanon are mekel. But he threw that in the middle, right? It says, v'kari loy lo sasay mishim dechsiv lo sasur, right? U'dekokasha lechu deraisu. Why put the kasha there? Meaning, for some reason, what I just said in the line before didn't solve your problem. You understand? What I said, when I said that they're masmechet on lo sasur, that... You still have the kasha ayetz doraisa. That's the weird part. That's why I would suggest that Rashi is in line with the Rambam, as we'll explain. Okay, just hold that thought. One more source in the Gemara that really discusses the lo sasur as it relates to the Rabbanans is when it comes to Birkas HaMitzvah. Right, Birkas HaMitzvah says Amar Rav Chiya Bara Ashi Amar Rav Amadik Ner Chanukah Tzorich Levarach, and this comes up, I think, in a parallel Gemara in Sukkah as well. Right, you have to, when you light Ner Chanukah, you have to make a bracha. Rav Yirmi Amar Haroa Ner Chanukah Tzorich Levarach. Amar Rav Yudar Yom. Let's skip a little bit. Skip to the third line. My Mevarach. So, what bracha should he make? Mavarech asher kiddushanu v'mitzvosav v'tzivanu lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. Right, there's machlokis in the girsos there. Different people. We say lahadlik ner Chanukah or lahadlik ner?
Some
I know, it's not every Sephardi does it. And Ashkenazim also. Some Hasidim say lahadlik ner Chanukah. Yeah, different Jews make the bracha differently. But it's the same gist. So v'heichon tzivanu, so frek de Gemara, where does this Sivui come from? He say, Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu. Right? We have this kasha, that going back to the Sephardi Ashkenazi thing, Ashkenazi women would never make a bracha on a mitzvah saseh shezman grama, right? And if Rav Ovadia had his way, neither would Ashkenazim. So they wouldn't make a bracha on a mitzvah saseh that they're pater from. Why not? Because you can't say the word v'tzivanu. So doesn't that apply to everybody when it comes to mitzvahs derabanan? Right? Doesn't it apply to all mitzvahs derabanan? Heichan tzivanu? Where is this tzivui of which you speak? Right? Where do you get this idea that you're supposed to, you were commanded to light Hanukkah candles? The Rabbanu Shalom, last time he checked, he never commanded us to light Hanukkah candles. So where were we commanded? So the Gemara answers very simply, Rav Avaya Omar Milo Sasur. From the Isser of Lo Sasur. Somehow, Lo Sasur means that we were commanded to light Hanukkah candles. Rav Nechemya Omer, Sha'al Avicha V'yageidcha Zikeinecha V'yamruloch. Right? Ask your father, and he will tell you, your grandfather, and he will say to you. Right? So, I think Rav Soloveitchik has a very nice drush about the difference in the relationships between fathers to their sons and grandfathers to their grandsons. Very much hinted to in this pasuk. Right? The different styles of speaking to a grandson versus speaking to a son. So, well, Lamaisa, for our purpose, we have a source for Birchas HaMitzvah from the Pasuk of Lo Sasur or Sha'al Avicha V'yaged. Either way, it sounds like these tzivuyim, the tzivuy to light Hanukkah candles, somehow comes from Lo Sasur, at least according to one opinion. Right? So you could plug that back into the Gemara in Brachas where it says, Kol mile derabanan asmechinu alav de lo sasur. Right? It's relying on lo sasur. It's leaning on lo sasur. So that's the question then becomes, how do we understand that? How do we understand that idea? Okay. So with this in mind, we can start to learn the Rambam Shita. The Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim Perek Aleph, and even somewhat more clearly in the Sefer HaMitzvos, and alludes to it also in the Sharashim of the Sefer HaMitzvos. So if we just look in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Mamrim, Halacha Aleph, Beis Din HaGadol Sheb Yerushalayim Ein Iker Torah Shebal Peh, Veheim Amudei HaHoro'o, Umehem Chok Umishpat Yotze L'chol Yisrael. Right, so the Beis Din HaGadol Yerushalayim is the main thing of Torah Shebal Peh. They are the pillars of Psak Halacha, and from them all of the laws go out to all the Jews. V'aleihen hivticha Torah shenemar al pi haTorah asher yarucha mitzvah saseh. Right, so when it says the Torah that they will teach you, it means that mitzvah saseh. L'chol hamamin b'Moshe Rabbeinu v'Torah chayev lismoch maise hadas aleihen v'lishoein aleihen. Right. If you believe in the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu, as we constitute it, not, you know, the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu, if you believe in the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu, then you will follow, basically, you will follow the religion as it's set aside by them and lean on them, right? You will basically make them the main decisors of Torah and Halacha. And continuing on, Kol Misheino Osek Kehora Asan Over Belo Sase. If you don't follow the Psak of the Beis Din HaGadol, you violate an Isser of Lo Sasur. Call of learning that. The Ein Loken Alav Zeh. Why not? Mipnei Shenitin Lazharas Misas Beis Din. Because this lav can eventually lead to death, right? If you're a Zaken Mamre, as he goes on and explains, if you're big enough Talmud Chacham and you have a big enough mouth, so you can eventually get yourself killed over this. If you constantly protest against the Beis Din HaGadol, right? And it goes to, listen to this, Echad Dvarim Shelamdu Osan Mipi Hashmua V'Em Torah Shebal Peh, whether it's something that they have a tradition of Torah Shebal Peh, that they're giving over the traditions that go back generations as the correct interpretations of the Torah, the Echad Dvarim Shelamdu Mipi Daitam Ba'achas Min Amidah Shetorah Nedreshes Ba'en, or if they darshan the Torah with Gzeirah Shavas, with Binyanavs, etc., and they think that this is right, or if they make a fence around the Torah, Gzeiros, something which is even temporary for that time. The Rambam says it includes three things. Gzeros, we know about gzeros. Those are losa seis midrabanan. Takanos, we know about takanos, right? Those are mitzvos ase midrabanan. But even minhagos, we like to call them minhagim, but, right, even minhagim are under the din deoraisa of lo sasur. Unbelievable. That's not muskam l'chaladeos, but that is the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam shita is, right, that's, for just to get sidetracked for 1 second, about the idea of minhagim. So we mentioned before the machlokis between Tosfos and the Rambam when it comes to women making brachos on mitzvah sages among Roma. There's a parallel machlokis between Tosfos and the Rambam about making brachos on minhagim. The Rambam says you're not allowed to make a brach on a minhag, and Tosfos holds you do make a brach on a minhag, right? Could have seen it yesterday and the day before, right? We had, or 2 days ago and 3 days ago, really. You had Rosh Chodesh. So if you go to Sephardi shul, they don't make a bracha on Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. If you go to Ashkenazi shul, they do make a bracha. That's the machlokas, Tosas and the Rambam. It becomes a machlokas, mechaber amah. What to do under those circumstances? So if a Sephardi, in that case, if a Sephardi davens an Ashkenazi shul, he's in good shape, because then he can answer amen to the bracha of Shlil Tzibur, and he can be yotze l'choladeus. So, or he could pelt the Shliach Tzibur with stones for making a bracha levatala. Either way.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Right. Should
you not daven? Yeah, you probably shouldn't. If you're Ashkenazi, if you're Sephardi. That's a good question. I was thinking, no, because the Shita of the Vilna Gaon is to answer, let the Shliach Tzibur be the Shabbos guy, and you'll answer amen to his bracha in case you really chayav to make a bracha. So, yeah, I don't know. I guess only Ashkenazi, that would only work for Ashkenazim. That would only work for Ashkenazim, the truth is. Probably for Sephardim, it wouldn't be such a good idea. I don't know. I'm sure somebody wrote about it. So, check it out. So, why am I bringing this up? Because there, the kasha that they ask against the Rambam, the main raya for the Balei HaTosfos is the famous Gemara in Maseches Beitza, where it says he's supposed to keep Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios, even now that we are Baki and Bekriya Diarcha, that we have a set calendar, we know exactly when all the Yom Tovim are going to come out, so the Chari shouldn't keep Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios anymore, but they said, Sholchu Mitam, right, they sent a letter, Hisharu B'minog Avoseichem B'yadeichem. Right, you should be careful with the minhag avoseichem biyadeichem. Right, you should keep the minhag avoseichem biyadeichem and continue to do yom tov sheni shel golios. So that's the big kasha. We make tons of brachos in honor of yom tov sheni shel golios, and how could that be? How could the Rambam say that you don't make brachos on minhagim? It just said yom tov sheni shel golios is a minhag. So there's different answers you can give. But one of the attempted answers is to say Yom Tov Sheni is not really a minhag. It's just they called it minhag avoseichem biyadeichem, right? They called it a minhag, but that didn't mean minhag with a capital mem. It was minhag with a lowercase mem, meaning the practice of your forefathers, not the actual minhag, right? But that doesn't work because if you look in the Rambam, he holds it's a minhag, and you say, okay, maybe minhagim are not the reason minhagim. You don't get you make brachas on minhagim is that minhagim are not under the same category of the Gemara. Right, the Gemara says we make brachos on mitzvahs derabanan because that's lo sasur, that's deraisa, it's nismach on the din deraisa. So they say but minhagim, the Rambam would say you don't make brachos on minhagim because that doesn't come from the same source. Black on white in the Rambam that minhagim also come from lo sasur. So it's the big kasha against the Rambam. And number one, the Gemara about Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios, and number two, if minhagim come from the exact same source as dinim derabanan, how can we do make a bracha on dinim derabanan and we don't make a bracha on minhagim? So, possibly, if we understand the main gist of what I want to get to today, we'll also understand the answer to this kasha as well. Yeah. It's hard to say. I don't know. I wouldn't go there if I was. There's other terutzim which I like better. You know. Okay. Okay. So we see one thing from this Rambam is that gzeros and takanos and all these things are subsumed under the din min haTorah of lo sasur, and you could even get malchus for violating them. Elamai, you don't get Malkus for violating them the same way you don't get Malkus for violating lower level Isurim of Shabbos or lower level Isurim of other Lavin, Shenitin, Lazarus, Mises, Bezin, like I think by Shvisas Behema. So Shvisas Behema, you should get Malkus for, but it's a Lav Shenitin, Lazarus, Mises, Bezin, because Shabbos in general is a Chi of Misa, and therefore you don't get Malkus for any lower level violations of Shabbos or lower level violations of Lo Sasur, because one guy technically could get Misa if he were to be a Zaken Mamre. Okay. So that is the Rambam. And if you look also in the Sefer HaMitzvos, right, it says, what's the pshat in Lo Sasur? You're not allowed to be cholek on the Balei HaKabbalah. Right, those two words, Balei HaKabbalah, if you get a copy of the scholarly Sefer HaMitzvos, there's different kirsos for that term, Balei HaKabbalah. I forgot what some of the other texts of the Sefer HaMitzvos have a different term there, which is more in line with what the Rambam says in the introduction to the Mishneh Torah. He writes about Ravina and Rav Ashi, they were the last, he doesn't use the term Balei HaKabbalah there, he uses a different term for them, which is found also in other texts of the Sefer HaMitzvos. Either way, it means the same thing. It means you're not allowed to argue on what we, the main halachic decisors, that we consider to be authoritative. Right? And he says, it doesn't matter whether they're darshaning dinam deraisa, it doesn't matter whether they're darshaning dinam derabanan, right? And you could become a zaken mamre, you get chenek, etc., all that good stuff. Okay, so this is the shita of the Rambam. Now, the Ramban has a tremendous arichus, right? I gave you the whole Ramban. It's not even the whole piece in the Ramban. The actual piece in the Ramban is longer, but I stopped at the end of the relevant discussion. There's more. Then he gets on to the discussion of Halil, because he goes crazy on the Rambam statement of the Sefer HaMitzvos that Halil can't be Doraisa because it's Psukim from Tehillim. And then he says that's just like begging to be, argued on. So because the Rambam himself, he basically brings up, how could the Rambam say that? The Rambam L'shitaso by Tefila is exactly a raya against himself. Says that how could Tefillah is a lot from Ashley to Sagdola, from Till and from that, and the Rambam says Tefillah is the rice. So they say Halel is any different. Yeah, whatever. But that's not that. That's the next paragraph that I didn't put in there. He's got a few more paragraphs on that. But I know it looks long and scary, but I beg you, really, it's kedai to do it over Shabbos. I beg you to go through it. I think it's fantastic. It's really. Not that it needs my haskama, but this is one of the classic pieces of the Ramban. There's a classic piece of the Ramban where he just systematically and poetically takes you on a road trip through Shas, and it's a beautiful, beautiful piece. Really, it's kedai, and as much of the Gemaras as you're already familiar with, that's how much you'll enjoy it. And if you're not familiar with any of the Gemaras, you'll only enjoy it a lot. If you know all the Gemaras, then you'll be in Gan Eden. But if you don't know the Gemaras, then you'll just have a great time. That's the difference. Okay. But he really does a fantastic job here showing how this Rambam is against all of Shas, not half of Shas, all of Shas. Right? So it's like. It's one of those things, as we'll say, that if you want to disprove the Rambam, you say, I found a Gemara tucked away in Maseches Horius somewhere where it disproves you. So there you could try to convince yourself that the Rambam forgot about, the Gemara and Horius on Dav Dalet Amud Beis, the last two words on the page, right? He didn't, obviously, but you could convince yourself that maybe that he made a mistake. But he's not against all of Shas. He just didn't forget Kolatara Kula when he wrote what he wrote. So it's obviously it's almost easier to come up with a teretz when the Ramban just piles on the rayas and shows how he's against Kolatara Kula. But Lemaisa, the kashas all are kashas, and I underlined certain parts which I deemed key for this discussion, but you should not be swayed by those to not read the rest of it. So that's why I'm a little chas on wasting too much paper, but I felt that it was kedai. All right, so let's go on. This is based on the Rambam in the Shorashim of the Sefer HaMitzvos. It's not what we read, but still, it's the same Yisod. V'hine, bekan hevi osanu meshecha inyin ledaber b'masha rab matmi osanu. All right, I got to talk about what the Rambam is driving me crazy over here. Who's atzal savur sheyesh bechlal lav de lo sasur kol mashu midivrei chachamim bein jay mitzvos kigon mikra megillah v'ner chanukah oshe min atakanos vasiyagim kigon basar of bechalav v'shnios la'arayos bein jayim bekumasei kigon shalosh tfilos b'chol yom umeya brachos v'lulav shiva shebegvulin uvein jayim belosasei kigon kol shehu mishum shvus b'shabes v'yom tov v'chein yom tov sheni b'gola v'tisha b'av v'chol ma she'isur oso atalmud o yitzava olav shenachnu mizorim l'slai k'divreya milav d'lo sasur. Rambam says every single derabanan comes from lo sasur, and he lists off a bunch here. Right, he lists off mikra megillah, ner chanukah, right, not eating chicken and milk, not violating shnios la'arayos, which are extended relationships more so than the Torah and Parsha, Sacharimos and Kedoshim lists off, right? The Rabbanan added to those relationships, familial relationships, to ask or certain other family members, right? Whether or not it's kumbase, like davening three times a day or trying to make 100 brachos a day or taking lulav after Yom Tov Rishon, right? And it's all these things are subsumed under, and also he adds in Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus, which we mentioned might only be a level of minhag, right? And also Tisha B'Av, which was known as Divrei Kabbalah, right? Maybe it's sometimes Divrei Kabbalah, sometimes Divrei Sofrim. That depends how you understand the Gemara, right? And or anything that they command us is all subsumed under the din of Lo Sasur. That's what the Ramban starts off by saying. And he quotes a lot more of it, and then skip to the next set of underlines. Kol Eilu Divrei Rav. This is all straight out of the Rambam. V'nischayev od lefi zos hashita lomar shenase zaken mamre al gzeres v'takanos lefi kol sheover al lav lo sasser imhora bizado nase zaken mamre v'chayev mises beizdin shenemar etc. Says you can even become a zaken mamre if you argue on a din derabanan, if you do it, you know, in the way the Torah prescribes. He says, let's say a zakin comes out and the big Talmud Chacham says it's really mutter to eat chametz on Pesach during the sixth hour, right? The Chacham made a gzera, can't have Pesach during the sixth, you can't have chametz an hour before the Issur d'Oraisa sets in, right? There's three levels of not eating chametz around the Passover season. Right, there's that 1 hour buffer that the Chachamim created, right, where they say it's an Isser to eat chametz. Then there's the Isser de Oraisa, which you're not Chayav Karis for, which is to eat chametz on Erev Pesach. And then there's the Isser to eat chametz all of Pesach, which is an Isser de Oraisa that you are Chayav Karis for. So if you argue on that buffer zone, you're also Chayav, you could become a Zaken Mamre. Right, so if you want to become a Zaken Mamre and you want to get the least amount of value for your Misa, so argue on, you know, some buffer zone derabanan. Don't argue like it's really mutter to eat on Yom Kippur. Argue that, like you say, well, Yenisim es nafshel seichem doesn't, you want to become a Zaken Mamre. So what's an easy way to become a Zaken Mamre, right? So you could go and argue that really it's mutter to eat on Yom Kippur, and v'nisim es nafshel seichem just means you should spend the whole day banging your head against the wall, right? So you're supposed to afflict yourself with great pain, so sit in a hot sauna for 5 hours on Yom Kippur, and you'll be in great pain, right? Or bang your head against the wall the whole day, and then you'll be in great pain. So that's really the mitzvah of v'nisim es nafshel seichem, not to eat and drink, right? That's a good way to do it. But if you want to get the least amount of value, you know, so then you could say, really, you're allowed to eat chametz during the zman that the Chachamim mastered. Right? So you argue on this little siyog de Rabbanan, where it's clearly just a buffer zone that the Rabbanan set up so that you don't come to violate chametz d'oraisa. Okay, so you get the least amount of value for your Misa. But still, your Chayav Misa just the same, according to the Rambam. Right, and he goes on, and he says, you know what, I wanted to get one of the lines in. For some reason, I forgot to. All right, there was one of the key lines in the Ramban I wanted to put in there just for stylistic purposes, but I can't find it right this second. Okay, so skipping now to the next set of underlines. Oh no, we can keep going. I got the line I wanted. V'hinei harav The Rambam built a huge wall around the words of the Chachamim. Aval hi kiparatz v'nofel niva b'choma nizgova asher pitom lepeta yavo shivra lefi shehi svara nifsedes barob mekomas b'talmud. He says, although the Rambam built a huge wall around the words of the Chachamim, it's like it's broken and it's going to fall and have this terrible effect. It can break at any moment and destroy it. Right? He's using poetic style for based on psukim. So he says, why? Because it's not a good svara. You can disprove it. Barov mekomos b'talmud. You can prove that there's not a good svara from many places in Shas. Right? And basically, all the rayas that he's going to give are basically summed up in the next set of underlines. V'roi lefi adei azu lahachmir ma'od b'divrei sofrim. The basic yisod is, according to the Rambam, we should be very machmir by dinim derabanan. Shekulam toreim. Ein b'neim shum hefrish. They're all dinim deraisa. There's no difference between a regular din deraisa and a din derabanan based on the din deraisa. Ve'ein b'torah davar chamer yoser min ashvus. There's nothing worse. Let's say we've been talking a lot about Bishul B'Shabbos, so we're very nervous. Yesterday we were talking about you could hold Bishul Achar Bishul if the Dover Lach is Nitzdanein, could even be an Issa D'Oraisa. So you should have asked me a kasha yesterday. Who cares if it's an Issa D'Oraisa or an Issa D'Rabbanan? We spent the whole first month learning Shehiya Chazara, right? That's also an Issa D'Oraisa. It's not really. But the answer is yes, it is. It's Lo Sasur. So why were we saying, you violated Shehiya, you violated Chazara, it's nish geferlich. It's terribly geferlich, right? Which means terribly terrible, right? It's horrible. Why? Because you violated an Issur D'Oraisa. Every shvus you do, every Issur D'Rabbanan that you violate, you violated at least one Issur D'Oraisa, right? Why? You could only say the only thing that's worse is if you're chayiv kares or mises beizdin, because every din derabanan is an asay of, I guess, shalavicha v'yagedcha, and a los asay of losasur. Right? Or no, it's an asay of al pi hatorah asher yerucha. Or I'm not sure what the asay that he's referring to here is, because I skipped part of the. He records it, I just forgot. Right? So says the Rabboseinu b'chol Talmud omrim hefech mizeh in kol Torah kula in all of Shas. It says the opposite of this. Sharei heim danim kol de from mahakel. We're always meiko by dinim derabanan. We're meiko by dinim derabanan when it's tzarech chol hashem bal sakana, and we're meiko by dinim derabanan for a pregnant or nursing woman. We're making dinim derabanan for a ketana. We're making dinim derabanan mitzarech hefset meruba. We're meiko by dinim derabanan in all these cases. They have suffik derabanan lekula. So what are you talking about? You're going to be mako on an asay and a los asay in a Torah? An asay that's literally a lash and itel azar, means it's bezdin? It's crazy. Yeah.
But the Rambam, doesn't the Rambam also hold it as cloud, right? That something that Rambam
Kula? Absolutely.
Does the Rambam bring that the Rambam himself says anything? So there must clearly be some, like...
That's not his problem. You know, like, it's not like nowadays you give a shir, so you want to give a shir in the Rambam and the Ramban. You want to give a shir in the Tosfos and the Baal HaMor. So you want to explain, listen, the Baal HaMor is a real Rishon. Everybody rips him for it. Like, you see the way the Ramban talks about the Rambam. He still calls him Harav Zatzal. He doesn't call him, you know, this nudnik punk Baal HaMor, you know, who doesn't know what he's doing, which is essentially what he does when the Baal HaMor says something. You know, I mean, he's not as bad as the Ravid. The Ravid's mean to the Rambam, but not... Bechlal, nearly as mean as he is to the Baal HaMor, right? Saying, you know, it's like you see how the Ravid did respect the Rambam by the way that he talks about people he doesn't respect. You know, you think the Ravid, if you just read Rambam Ravid, you think the Ravid had no respect for the Rambam, right? But at the end, you see the way he talks about the Baal HaMor, who was his old chavrusa. And you see that, no, he does respect the Rambam. That's how he talks to people he respects. He says, that's not, you know, the Ravid was a tough cookie. That's, you don't mess with him. So like, but the people he doesn't respect, he just dismisses them out of hand. He just destroys them. So here, the Ramban is so, all right, why did I bring this up? Because we learn the Rishonim. So we say, okay, the Baal HaMor. Yeah, so the other Rishonim made fun of the Baal HaMor, but Lamaisa, sometimes we really like the Baal HaMor. We think he's right. And even when we think he's wrong, he's still in the discussion every time. You know, he's still one of the Balei Masorah that the Rambam was talking about. The Rambam was talking about Balei Masorah and the Chachamim. So he was not part of the Beis Din HaGadol Shel Yerushalayim, but he's certainly part of the Balei Horah Shel B'chol Dor V'Dor. He's always a force to be reckoned with. You have to deal with the words of the Balei Masorah. You can't just ignore him. You know, so that's the way we do things retrospectively, that we have our Rishonim that we need to explain. You know, and depending on what kind of, you know, exactly who the Magid Shir is, they could even do that for Achronim. Like you have a machlokas between the Taz and the Marshal. So you have to be Mavar, the Sheet of the Taz, the Sheet of the Marshal. Sometimes they'll just say, it's not my job to answer up every Shver Taz. You know, it's not my job to answer up every difficult Achronish Shita. Or some will say, no, that we could say, it's not my job to explain every difficult Rebbe Chana. But a Taz is for us, he's a Rishon already, you know, like the Taz is just because he missed the cut by 100 years or whatever, doesn't make him not worthy of our explanation. You know? But the Ramban didn't need to do that. The Ramban is not necessarily in the business of explaining all of the shitas that he finds to be difficult. Sometimes he does, especially in Sefer HaMitzvos, because the goal of the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos was to defend the Bahag. The first ever Sefer HaMitzvos that was written was the Sefer Halachos Gedolos. Right? So the Ramban feels the need, because the Rambam was the second one. Now there's the famous Sefer HaMitzvos of Sadi Gol, and that wasn't really a Sefer HaMitzvos. That was a 2-page poem, you know, that Rabbi Yerucham Fishel Perla made into a 3-volume work on Torah Shebal Peh. You know, so like, but the Rambam looked at the Bahag, he looked at the Sefer HaLachos Gedolos, and he held that he got a lot of things wrong. So he decided to write his own Sefer HaMitzvos. So the Ramban's main job is to defend the Bahag. And the Ramban writes in a number of places. He says, most of the time I'm willing to admit that the Rambam is right, but I'm just trying to show you what the Bahag was thinking and that he has a perfectly good leg to stand on. But then sometimes he'll say, no, the Rambam about this is actually wrong. You know, sometimes he'll say, most of the time I think the Rambam is right, but here he's dead wrong. You know, so it's not his job it's not his goal is to defend the Rambam. His goal is to attack when he thinks he's wrong. Here he clearly thinks he's wrong. You know, so okay, the fact that the Rambam, I don't think the Ramban is naive to think that, you know, that the Rambam doesn't, I mean, if you read in the works of the Hashkafa, at the end of last month, I gave like a couple of series on the Ramban versus the Rambam in the Yemos HaMashiach. So I didn't discuss this at all, but like, in the Divrei Hashkafa, the words of the Rambam and the words of the Ramban are mamish yom v'layla. They're min hakatz el hakatz in terms of the philosophical model versus the Kabbalistic model. They're so different. And it's ironic that in the area of Hashkafa, where there's the most divisiveness between the two of them, the Ramban is the most respectful. And he argues on everything. But he goes out of his way, probably because of the whole Maimonidean controversy, and he wants to avoid like lack of shalom. He wants to make sure that everything's done in a respectful and peaceful way. So the Ramban does things, and he piles the praises onto the Rambam. And even though he's going to disagree with a lot of the Rambam's thoughts, he says, "Yeah, but the Rambam's saying all this based on Torah, and it's all Elu Ve'Elu, and it's all Torah's Moshe Emes," and he goes. He goes very much, out of his way to compliment the Rambam whenever he's disagreeing with him. But in the end, he disagrees with him. He doesn't think he's right. You know, when you disagree with somebody, it's because you think they're wrong. It's not because you think they're right too, but you're even more right. No, you think they're wrong. And there's nothing wrong with saying you think somebody's wrong, as long as, you know, you're the Ramban and it's shayach to even have the discussion. You know, if I'm going to get up here and I'm going to tell you the Rambam is wrong and the Ramban is right, so like, That's actually almost mutter, because it's a big enough joke that, you know, that like it's not even disrespectful, you know. So that's the idea that you can come out. But Lamaisa, the Rambam thinks that he thinks the Ramban is wrong. Yeah, no problem. Go back. Okay, so now if you skip to, you skip a lot, go to the next set of underlines, see where it is? V'ulai tisakesh v'tomar l'das harav ki ma she'amru b'chol makam l'hakil b'divrei sofrim hu b'mechilo u'v'tnai me'itam, right, so it says they were mochel, or they made a tnai in their own dinim, right? Shehem hisnu b'gzeros v'siyagim she'asu l'Torah. They made, when they made a gzera, so they made a t'nai in the Torah. V'chem b'mitzvah shelahem she'nahalech b'hem l'kula. The whole, they made a t'nai inherent in the, in all of the mitzvahs that they laid out that they're going to go l'kula. Kedei l'chalek u'lahafrish b'in mashu b'dvar Torah u'b'in mashu m'divrein. So in order to make a differentiation between the rishis and the rabbanis. Aval pi shebekol anu mitzuvim min haTorah, even though really we're chayev mid the raisa to listen, lo hayu sveka shebedivreim ruuyas lahatir osan el b'nei atnai azeh she'asu behem mitchilasim. He said, really, you shouldn't be makel on a din the rabbanon. You should be machmir, but the rabbanon said, hey mamru ve hey mamru. The rabbanon made a tanai in all of the din and the rabbanon that you could be makel. Ve'ein elu dvaram hagunim velo shel iker. These are not. This is not a correct mahalach. It's wrong. So, okay. So before we get to what it means, why the Ramban thinks it's wrong, the Ramban is working on somewhat of a faulty premise by making this statement, which I will hopefully come back to shortly. But let's skip a little bit to the next set of underlines. It's actually the last set of underlines, but please... I know I say a lot of things like this, and I actually mean all of them, but I really mean this. Please don't do it for yourself. Do it for me. And if you don't want to do it for me, do it for yourself. Please go through this Ramban, okay? If you want to be a good Jew, this is definitely on the list of good things to do. You know, like people have their midlife crisis bucket list, so this should be your Ben Torah bucket list. You know, go through this Ramban. Go through every Ramban, but at least start with it. Like you said before, those are famous Rambans al Torah. You got to do this Ramban. Okay? And don't stop. Don't stop at the end of what I gave you on the sheet. But for this Shabbos, you could stop here. But for the rest of it, go through the rest of the Ramban also. It's super kedai. Okay. Mikol makom, klalei Arab mishtabshin. Okay, l'maisa, I don't know what the Rambam is talking about. Aval adavar aboru, hamenuka mikol shibush. Right? Not only is it not against all of Shas, it's not against any of Shas, what I'm going to tell you now. Shenodia she'ein halav azeh lo sasur ela b'masha amru b'feirushei haTorah. You can only violate lo sasur if you argue on the ways that the Chachamim explain the Torah. Kigon advarim anidrashim b'Torah shegzeira shava o binyan av v'shar shlosh yisrei midah she'tarun adrashim b'ahed. Something which the Chachamim learned out with one of the Yugimu Midos. Or the way they interpret the words. So if you want to argue on any of these things, like Alach L'Moshe Mi'Sinai, Torah Shebal Peh, the way they're learning, Chayev levatel daito. Now you have to change your das. You have to be mavatel your way of learning. Ulahamid b'masha amruheim, and you have to believe that they are right. That's the mitzvah of lo sasur. Nothing to do with gzeros and takanos. If you don't want to wash the tefillos yadayim because you think that the rabbis were wrong, well, I was srach truma. It's srach truma, big deal. What am I going to choshesh that the kohanim aren't going to eat their truma b'tara because I didn't wash the tilis yadayim on the bus when I wanted to eat a sandwich? Like, come on, baloney. So the Rambam would say, yeah, it's a lot of baloney that you chayev because of lo sasur. And the Ramban would say, no, that's not a violation of lo sasur. That is just violating a din d'rabbanan. So this is the Ramban's critique. Presented in short, right? This is the Ramban's critique of the Rambam. That basically the main kasha he has is, why do we treat Dinam Darabanan differently than Dinam Daraisa if they're really all the same? Yeah.
And how do you explain the Gemara and Brachos?
Oh, so he does it. I promise you, whatever you could think of, the Ramban at least discusses it. Whether you're going to agree with him, I don't know. But at least he'll discuss it. It's right after the set of underlines that you mentioned. That's the next thing he does. That's the first thing right after what we just stopped with. Mufurish amru beperek mishemeso. You see, gadol kavod abrius, etc. So lemaisa, the Rambam is not as bad as you know, everybody wants to say he is, or at least the Ramban wants to say he is. One thing, if you understand Rashi correctly, I think you could understand the Rambam very well, but it seems at least one way or the other that that Rashi's reading the Gemara the way the Rambam would read the Gemara. Right? So what do I mean by that? Let's go back to the Rashi for a second. So he says, Kol mila derabanan asmechino alav delo sasur. So Rashi says over there, right, davar shu midivrei sofer nidchem nei kavod abrius, that's what he meant to say. V'kari lei lo sasei, right, and he calls it a lo sasei mishim dechsiv lo sasur. Because it says lo sasur, so he calls it a lo sasei. But he meant dinam derabanan. Ah, you're going to ask lo sasur's deraisa. Why did Rashi put the kasha there? That's not in the order of the Gemara. So the answer is very simple, I think, because he wants to show you that he's learning like the Rambam. He wants to show you that when the Gemara said Lo Sasur's Daraisa, they meant to say Dinam Derabanan are based on Lo Sasur, they're still Daraisa, so you're still going to have that Kasha. But the Gemara already preempted that Kasha by answering that the Rabbanan were Mochel on their Kavod. Where did we see this statement? We saw it in the Ramban himself. Lest you come to answer this bad Svara that the Rabbanan were Mekel by Dinam Derabanan, don't do it, says the Ramban. Problem is, Kvar Hikdimo Rashi. Rashi already gave this answer to explain the Gemara. And according to Rashi, not only is this a good answer, it is a Beferish of Gemara and Shas. So according to Rashi's way of learning the Gemara, the Kashas are already answered. I don't know that that's the way the Rambam would learn the Gemara, but it could be. So, one quick aura, and then if anybody needs to leave, I'll say over the Meshech Chochma's answer, but there's still a lot more to do. So one quick aura is from, I wrote it as source number 5. I don't have the Shev Shmaitza as my on my Bar Ilan, but I just check it out. Shev Shmaitza, Shmaitza Aleph, Sof Perek Gimel. And I mentioned it in July when we were learning the sugyas of Havzara. So there's a Rashba over there in Iran where they say that even though there's a big machlokes by certain dinim of Achzara, since even and it's a din derabanan, so maybe you would think we should be mekel. It's so close, it's karov to an issa deraisa. Therefore, we're going to be machmer by this din derabanan as well, right? Remember that? I don't know if you guys remember that lashon of the Rishonim there, and the Rambam doesn't hold that way. The Rambam is mekel. Right, so I wanted to argue that it's a machlokes Rambam and the Rashba l'shitasim, and the Ran holds like the Rashba in this case, and I think the Ramban holds this way too. You can prove it. I don't have a Beferish Ramban in mind to prove it from, but it's in the Ramban's commentary on the Sefer Mitzvahs. He pretty much states it Beferish. It's a big machlokes in general. What is the halacha Savik Daraisa L'chumra based on? Is Savik Daraisa L'chumra saying really in Kol Torah Kula all sveikas are mutter, but midrabbanan we're going to be machmir, or no? Maybe really all sveikas are usur, but when it comes to savik derabbanan we're going to be mekel. So that gufa is a machlokus between the Rambam and the Ramban, according to the or at least according to the Rashba, Rambam and the Rashba. According to the Rashba, all dinei Torah are sveikos lechumrah. So if there's a din d'oraisa, and you have a suffix whether or not you have to keep the din d'oraisa, let's say, just for argument's sake, you ate kedei smiya, and you have a suffix whether or not you said birchas hamazon, according to the Rashba, you have to bench min ha-torah, you're chayiv min d'oraisa to bench. According to the Rambam, you're only chayiv min d'rabbanan. You're only chayiv min d'rabbanan to bench. Again, the Rambam Shita in Kol Torah Kula is that Savik Daraisa L'chumra is only a din midrabanan. So the Shmaitza points this out, and that's the topic of the first Shmaitza, is the Machlokas, the Rambam, and the Rashba, and applying it different places and trying to prove who's right, etc. But the Shmaitza points out, once you're armed with this knowledge, then a lot of the Tainas of the Ramban fall away on their own. Because what was one of the Ramban's tainas? He says, if the Rabbanans are really based on Dinim Daraisa, so then they should have the same rules as Daraisas. So Lechara, the Rambam could answer, they do have the same rules as Daraisas. Sveikon Lekula, that's a Din Daraisa. when it comes to Kol HaTorah Kula, really all Sveikas, you have the right to be Mekil. So don't ask me, Sveika Daraisa L'chumra, Sveika Darabana L'kula, how could that be if they're all the same? The answer is because the Rabbanan were metakein when it comes to Sveikas Daraisa, that you should be Machmir. But that Takana did not include Dinam Darabanan. If you're the Rashba and the Ramban and the Ran and everybody else, so it's Shaykh to say, no, since Minat Torah, all Sveikas are L'chumra, so Sveikas Darabanan should also be L'chumra. But it's not. But that's not the way the Rambam holds. The Rambam holds Sveikas Daraisa are really Lakula. So now it's not much of a kasha to say, so how could Sveikas Darabanan be Lakula also? Because they're all Lakula. So that's an important ha'ara from the Shev Shmaitza. A very important yisod. It doesn't really answer up all the kashas, but it just it removes a lot of the tokef from the Ramban's, it takes away a lot of his momentum, you know? Takes away a lot of the Ramban's momentum, is that the Ramban only makes sense l'shita so. According to the Rambam Shita, it doesn't, that whole chelik of all these hasagas doesn't get started. It's still, you could ask, why do we treat the Raisas differently than the Rabbanans? Okay, there's a lot to talk about, but l'maisa, you take a lot of the wind out of the Ramban's sails by just pointing this out. The Rambam l'shita so doesn't hold Savig Daraisa is l'chumra minat Torah. He holds that's a din d'rabbanan inherently. That's point number one. Point number two is let's just talk a little bit about this Meshech Chochma, and there's a lot more to plug in. One thing we're not so things I want to get to maybe on Sunday are the Ramban never once discusses where the koach of dinim d'rabbanan comes from. Doesn't discuss that at all. Doesn't say, where did the Rabbanan get the right to make their takanas, to make their gzeiros? Meaning, the Rambam's very easy. It says in the Torah, lo sasser, good. Make takanas, make gzeiros. That's the, you know, the oomph behind everything. According to the Ramban, why do we have to listen to the Chachamim? He never tells you why. Just because. All right. So you, maybe just because is enough to make you listen. Maybe it's not enough to make him listen, whatever. Saying it's hard to know, according to the Ramban, why we have to listen to the Chacham. So the Achronim work hard on this. Okay, but before we get to that, just to understand the Meshech Chochma is Yisod, and it's a longer Meshech Chochma than I gave you, but the basic Yisod is in the parts that I gave you. After this, the Meshech Chochma goes through a lot of the Ramban, and he disproves a lot of the Ramban's ideas based on his Yisod. So if you did the whole Ramban, doing the whole Meshech Chochma is a breeze. So it's Kedai. But basically he wants to explain the Shita of the Rambam. And just to say it Bekitzer, skip to the fourth line, V'ha'ikir huzeh. Ki haTorah ratzta asher milvad inyanim hanitzchiyim v'kayamim la'ad yischadish inyanim siyagim azharas chumros asher yiyu zmaniyim. Right? The Torah wanted there to be temporary edicts included together with the mitzvos which are everlasting. Haynu sheyiyah biyad hachachamim lahosev al pi gdorim hanimsar lohem. Right? He gave the Rabbanan the right to make these dinim. And if later on, right, if there would be a minyan acher that was as great, that second basin could actually be mevatel the takana. Right? Who's that a quote from? Shmuel, very good. It's not, you don't want somebody to get up there and say, I am the Navi, the ain't any kafuf l'chachmei Yisrael, and I'm not going to listen to the Chachamim. Nas Torah geder lo sasur. Shim lochein yiyad Torah misura biyad kol echad. If you don't say such a thing, everybody's just going to make up his own Torah. V'yasu agudos agudos. V'yispared hakesher haklali. Mashem isnagi l'ratzon Hashem. Hashem doesn't want us to have all these factions. We have them anyway, But we want to put ourselves in even smaller boxes. Now we have big boxes, and at the very least, if you wanted to, and if you wanted to be an Achdus type of Jew, you could at least learn all the sources for the various things. He said, the Sfaradim do like this because of this, and the Ashkenazim do like this because of this, and the Chassidim do like this because of this, and the Smagdim do like this because of that. Okay, at least I get it. I see the mural of what Torah is and the mural of Halacha as it applies to all the different factions of Jews. Right? At least you can get it. But imagine if even the basic Takanas Chachamim and Shas and the Rishonim where we wouldn't even listen to those. Imagine if every Isha Yashar Bein of Yasa, that would just be awful. That would be destructive to the Jewish people. Right? Etc. Going on. So he says, that's where Lo Sasser comes from. Skipping a little bit. Avala Inyan Ba'atzma Shamru V'chidshu Evshir De'enu Miskabel Aratzen Abori. This is amazing. I'll just give you a quick marshal to explain it. Right? Let's say you're in a school and the principal of the school appoints an individual to be in charge of the student body. He says, you're in charge of all the student-related affairs. And he says, you have the koach to do what you need to do. So, let's say the guy in charge of the student body decides he's going to make five new rules. He makes five new rules, and you decide that you're not going to keep rule number four. It doesn't mean anything to you. Rule number four is everybody has to wear, blue pants. So you say, I don't care about blue pants, black pants, white pants. It doesn't make a difference to me. So you decide you're going to wear white pants. So you go around the school wearing white pants. So now, what are you doing wrong? What are you doing wrong by wearing white pants? What's the answer? So you could say, so the guy calls into his office. He says, the principal told me to make rules, and one of the rules is wear blue pants. You're wearing white pants. So you're going against the principal. So you argue back, I'm not going against the principal, I'm going against you. The principal never said I have to wear white pants. And then you ask him further, did you even ask the principal if blue pants was his idea, or you even ask him if he agrees with the idea? So the guy would say back to you, I don't have to ask the principal if he agrees with my blue pants rule, because he gave me the koach to make the rules. He trusted me enough that I get to decide what are good rules and what are bad rules. So if I say you have to wear blue pants, then you have to wear them. And if you violate that, you're violating the rules of the principal. But not actually. Right? You understand the difference? It's only based on the judgment of this individual. But this individual has the koach to do these things. But inherently, if I wear blue pants, am I violating the words of the principal? Not necessarily. What would I do that if I was doing that, I would definitely violate the rule of principal? If I would say to this guy, I don't recognize your authority to make rules. I don't recognize that you have the right to tell me what to do. That is directly in violation of the words of the principal. Because the one thing the principal definitely did say is this guy has the right to make the rules. You understand? Yeah.
So then when the Rambam says, so when anyone is over the zero in the Tanhara, they're answering the Reisa, it means when they're violating the zero and thinking in their head, because I disagree with this rule.
Exactly, exactly. Because I disagree with their right to make the rules, not because I disagree with this rule.
Right.
If you just disagree with the rule, that's only an Issa Derabbana.
Right.
You understand?
Yeah.
It's even better than that. If you violate the rule, it's an Issa Derabbanan. If you disagree with their right to make the rule, then it's an Issa Deraisa. That's what he's trying to say here. And I'll read you his Lashon. It could be, he says, it could be the Rabbanu Shalom himself doesn't agree with this. And if a bigger basin comes along and says they were wrong, or they make the gzera, but the majority of Jews can't keep it, all of a sudden it becomes mutter. Right? Whatever, we're not going to get into the cases, Pruzbal, Shari Mishka, etc. Right? And all these cases where we're basically saying there's not an inherent value to this. And now he goes on, excuse me, a couple lines. Umatsanu dugmaso betoras betorah inyan domalizeh. I can show you an example of this in the Torah itself. Mashiach mira Torah lishma b'kol melech. There's a mitzvah to listen to the king, Yosef Mashiach Mira, Lishma B'kol Chacham. It's even more chamer to listen to the Jewish king than it is to listen to Chazal. V'chayav and Misa B'divrei Kodesh. Kol Asher Yamres Picha Mos Yumos. Anyone who violates the word of the king, if the king says jump up and down 100 times, why? Because I want you to. If you jump up and down 99 times, Chay Misa, Morid B'malchus. Did Hashem put a rubber stamp on that? No. He did not say, I, God, want you to jump up and down 100 times. But he said, I, God, give the Jewish king the authority to tell you to do what he wants you to do. You understand? So this is a brilliant and beautiful and obvious hesber to the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam is differentiating by saying there's two things. Number one, there is the idea of the Chachamim have the koach to do these things. And number two, there are the things that they do. Not the same. Number one, the Chachamim's right to make Gzeiros and Takanos comes from Lo Sasser. And it's all based on Lo Sasser, and it's 100% of an accurate statement to say that Lo Sasser is every Durabanan. And therefore you can say the Bracha of Asher Kiddushanu, and you could say Kavod Abris is Docha Lo Sasser Shebet Torah. But there are still different rules to the Dinim Derabanan than there are, because the Dinim Derabanan themselves are not Lo Sasser. Lo Sasser is the koach to make Dinim Derabanan. The Dinim Derabanan are their own entity, right? And just to use the Brisker Rav's terminologies, it's a chetz of a Din Derabanan. It's not. It takes on its own life. When you make a Din Derabanan, it's its own entity. And the way the Meshech Chachma wants to say it is that it could be the Rabbanan Shalom doesn't even care about this Din Derabanan. But the Rabbanan have the right to say it nonetheless. And therefore, obviously the rules of something which constitutes a Chetz of a Din Derabanan are going to be different than the rules of what constitutes a Chetz of a Din Deraisa. Right? We're not going to have time to plug that back into the Rambam Tosfos Machlokas, but Mirz Hashem, next time, we'll try to explain that better. But it's, if you think about it, the Meshech Chachma's Shita is somewhat of a downer on Dinim Derabanan. When you light the Hanukkah candles, you think, I'm doing the Dvar Hashem. So you're really not exactly doing the Dvar Hashem. You're doing the Dvar Chachamim, and it's almost shaykh to say, although we believe that there's something called Ashkacha Pratis, that Hashem runs the world and His will is revealed through that, but nevertheless, when you light the Hanukkah candles, you're not necessarily doing something which is inherently valuable. You're only doing something which was given value by the Chachamim. That was given value by some pretty awesome Chachamim, but still, it's not the same. When you eat a kazayas of matzah on the first night of Pesach, there's an inherent Dvar Hashem, there's an inherent Ratzon Hashem in what you're doing. When you eat a kazayas of matzah on the second night of Pesach, so there's no inherent Dvar Hashem, unless you hold, those Rishonim and Achronim will say that it's a mitzvah also, but that's a different story. But if you're keeping Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus and make Kiddush the second night of Pesach, there's no inherent value in what you're doing per se. And that's the difference between the Dinim D'Oraisa and Dinim D'Rabbanan, but that's why they're governed by different rules. Because a Chetz of a Din D'Oraisa and a Chetz of a Din D'Rabbanan are not the same. So the question now becomes, how could the Ramban think that they are the same? Meaning, even within the Rambam, how could he differentiate? And I think when we explain what the Ramban thinks Dinim D'Rabbanim are, we can also explain why he's so put off by the Shita of the Rambam. Because I really believe in my heart that the Meshech Chochmah is the correct interpretation of the Rambam. And if you say that, then the Rambam and the Ramban's definition of Dinim D'Rabbanim becomes so different as well. We'll have to save that for next time.
Guys, have a great day.